I called police, and police came back. And the first thing that I was told was, why did I go back?
Change!
I then decided to no longer talk to them, and I left with my own accord. I then spoke to my doctor, who then introduced me to Ottawa Police. And it wasn't much different. I was told that I had knowingly gone back to the scene of the crime.
Shame.
And that I essentially should have known better. I was then told by my family lawyer that there was no real evidence, and that if I had even gone so far as to lay charges and take my rapist to court, that every single little thing that I had ever done would come back up. The fact that I have bipolar disorder, anytime I had ever been fired from a job, anything I had ever done or said on social media platforms, absolutely anything that could cast doubt my story would be dead.
Shame!
So I did not file a police report. I am one of the many women who did not file police report against the rapist, and I needed to survive. I did do a few things. I did talk to campus security, and when I saw him a few months later on a different campus in Ottawa, I immediately noted authorities but would not go any further. This is what I did to survive, and that's not my fault.
We believe you.
We believe you.
And I am really, really, really sorry. There are other women who have been affected by him because I did not do anything else.
I did what I had to do to survive.
Thank you all for coming. I really, really appreciate it. I was interviewed earlier by CBC and they were awesome. So I really thank all the press and the media who are here for making this widely known, because we need a wider dialogue. Victim blaming feeds into rape culture. This needs to stop. There's no perfect victim. It doesn't exist. We have some other beautiful women who are going to talk to you today, and I will cross over the mic to them. Thank you.